tell you that it's Rav Pinchas Levi. Elio Pinchas Levi.
Pinchas Elio. Say that always.
You say EP.
Yeah. It's not the right person. It's a different person. Change the last one.
You're
not just a short v'alocha. There's a mechaba in Simon Tovkuf Nun Aleph. In the alochas of a few weeks and Tishas Hayomim, 9 days. Mechaba in Sif Yudzayin says, Tov Lizor Meloi Mashach Hayomim Ben Amatzovim. Person, very interesting, Loshen, doesn't say you're not allowed to. He said, better to look, be careful from saying Shechayonu Ben Amatzorim Al Priyoy Al Maldush on a food or on a dress clothes. Says Al Pidnaben Avad Al Pidnaben, you say Shechayonu, you have to say it because we'll yach with some mitzvah, and don't push off the mitzvah because of Shechayonu, and since the mitzvah is Mechayev Shechayonu, you should do it. As it steht in the Mechaber. The Siddur, the Mefarshim already bring down the Sefer Chassidim, that Shabbos is different. The Magen Avraham brings in the same the Kisvei Arizal, that Shabbos is not different. It's Mechalek Yisachonim. That's the emes what it is. Now the question is, why are you not allowed to say Shechiyonu? Now, if you look a little bit before, in Sif, Yesh Ha'imun, Siv Zayin, Yesh Ha'imun, you're not allowed to have, also the Takim, Gidon Chadoshim, Minon Chadoshim, Shabbat Zeh, and Shavuot Shechalba, you're not allowed to do any, not even fix, and you're not allowed to wear Kelim Chadoshim. So where's Negea? If you're not allowed to wear them, so where's Negea, the Shechiyon on Levush? So Pashas, you have to learn that the din is you're allowed to buy. Certain nechatim says, even though b'matim, b'masa, b'matim, you're not allowed to buy things. Perhaps you're not allowed to buy new things in the 3 weeks. Or when we're given a thing which is going to be lost, you're going to lose the nechatim, so you can only buy it now. And afterwards, you'll lose the nechatim, so you won't be able to buy it. So then, you're allowed to buy it in the 3 weeks. So the Ike Broch of Shechiyonu is Bishas when you buy something. And therefore, there would have been a din to say Shechiyonu, and the Mechaber says, Toiv, it's better not to say Shechiyonu. Now the reason why you're not allowed to say Shechiyonu, I think is the Machalik is Achronim, between the Goyen and the Magen Avraham. The Goyen learns the din of Shechiyonu, which you're not allowed to say, is because of Avelus. An oval, because saying Shechiyonu brings him simcha, normally a person says Shechiyonu, the reason he says Shechiyonu is because he has something which is besamechim, something which brings joy to himself, and an oval in Avelus is the time when we should not indulge ourselves in enjoying ourselves, and therefore you shouldn't be saying Shechiyonu. Of them free the girl in Akasha. Going for it, Akasha, from Brachos, that if somebody happens to be that his father died, so then you say Baruch Dynamis, that's the din. But if his father left him money, the halacha is? Oh, so it's Toluk. If he has other brothers, so then there's other brothers, and he's sharing the fortune with other ones, you say Ateva Meitiv. I would say Dina Emes because we're out for a fact. That's nothing, we'll talk about that another time. They say Shechiyonu because they say the same as Pidnaben. Pidnaben, Shechiyonu Shulchan Aruch Beferish, that's something which is B'shas, the mitzvah you do in Shechiyonu, even in 3 weeks you make a Shechiyonu. Therefore, the ones of Noeg to say Shechiyonu and the Bris say Shechiyonu even in 3 weeks also. I think even on Tisha B'Av also, if I'm not mistaken, I was by a Bris and that's all in Tisha B'Av. And they said Shechiyonu, as much as I remember. The But if there's no other Yashim, if it's just him himself which gets the money, is the din halacha is, you say, Adayin Emes, and you say, Shechiyonim. So Ibn Azay, is the kasha, Ibn Oval, Shechiyonim is an Asach Adas and Avelis, Yom HaMisah is anything worse than Yom HaMisah, can that's Avelis de Reise, could be even the Chiv Avelis is de Reise, and still we say Shechiyonim. And that is the Goyen asked this question, and the Goyen, because of that, says it's Chumri Yisera, and the Goyen Bechlal holds that you don't have to be Makbid, you can say Shechion in the 3 weeks as it is. There's a few Terutzim on the Goyen's Kasha, and the Emes is, the Morgan of Earth, even if it is Al-Savelis, we will accept it is Al-Savelis, Avelis did not allow something to say Shechionu, but as much as we see that the mitzvah, which its time passes, somebody makes a pidyon haben, he's allowed to say Shechionu because it's enachanam, it's toiv loy loyma, but it's not an issa, but it's just something which is not appropriate. But since the Yerusha comes to him b'shas misa, and therefore the chiv mitzvah, the chiv brocha b'shechionu is b'shas misas aviv, therefore it's bechlal not, it's a mitzvah oiveres. It's passing its time. It's not different than a pidyon haben, and therefore you can say Shechionu. But it still doesn't say that Ovel Be'etzim should avoid as much as possible not to make Shechionu. Well, the Morgan Avraham himself says Loi Motzinu in Hilchas Aveilus that we should be makpid not to say Shechionu. That's a question.
What?
I don't know what the halacha of that is. It's a din of the malchus is ma'akiv. Pashas, he becomes a bailin straight away. He's a bailin straight away. I remember the Blazer Halpin was, his father was, I think, Nifta on Erev Shabbos, of a Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shechalis Shabbos. And there was a big shaila that whiskey his father had sold. Mechir is not chal, and the Ayosh had to resell the chometz, if I remember right, there was a whole tumult about it. This was, I think, 18 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. So the Yerusha is chal gleich. Pashas bedina Torah is chal gleich. And therefore the chiv shachion is chal gleich. And it's a mitzvah iveres. And therefore the kasha is not so big, even al savelus. But the Morgan Avraham comes with a different time. As lo mutzinu in hilchas savelus, you should be makpid not to say shachion. Is that the achoinim are busy with, that if you're going to lose the Shechionu, so then Avada, as much as Pidyon HaBen has a din, that you're allowed to make Shechionu b'shas you do it, is hu adin, anything which you're going to lose the Shechionu, you should make the Shechionu. The name is Shulchan Aruch alone, the Ramah brings down, v'chein b'pri shelo yimot tzachat tishabov, mutu levoch lo ichle ben atzorim. If somebody has a new fruit, and the new fruit is going to, the season is very short, and today it's a little bit more complicated because Bechlal, there's no new seasons. It's very shver shayla. The whole Shechion and the Peri is a psashver shayla because most Peris are, you can get them all year round from all places. But something in Namolik Zeiten, there was such a thing, the seasonal. The apricots, I think, used to be a seasonal. Still today, the season of apricot is 5-6 weeks, sachakol. So then, it's certain Paris in the old days was even less. So then the Ramah says that you're going to pass the season, you're going to miss the Shechionu, Avada, then you should eat it, and then you should make Shechionu. So it could be that an oval, which is an oval for an entire year, so mainly he's going to be, by Bal Kochach, he's going to miss the season, because he's passing through all seasons. So therefore there can't be a din, he shouldn't make Shechionu, because he has to make, because the Rabbeim, it's blacked a mitzvah iveres, it's blacked as a pidyon haben. That would be a shtickle for him for the Morgan Avraham's time. But this is al atzad, it's hilchas aveilus. And as he lent on the Goyen, and because of that, the Goyen is talking about choshes bechlal to this whole Indian. He says you should make Shechionu as it is. The Morgan Avraham says a different pshat. And why we don't Shechionu? He says because the Shechionu is because the zman between Shiva Asa v'Tamas and Tisha B'Av is his man Peronius, and a person shouldn't make a bracha that he was zeicher to arrive at his man Peronius. the excitement of arriving at this time where it is now, and therefore, and the time which is now is a few weeks, and the 3 weeks we're not looking forward to establish the lashon to say lasman hazeh for this time we're looking forward for, we're not looking forward to it. As we state in the Ma'aseh Mogen Avraham, that is the sibur which he holds that which we can't say shechion, and the Gaon says on that ve'ino klum, just a wipe off. Was a pshat in them? I think the pshat in them is very simple. It's a shaili is what is the kavonas abrocha when we say v'gion al hazman hazeh. V'gion al hazman hazeh means to the actual day where we are now, and that gave me the hechatim that I can have the new fruit. That means is we're thanking the Eibishter that I'm alive today and I arrived at this time because this time brought me the hechatim that I could have something new. All that hazman hazeh is to the new thing itself. If it's to today's day, so then in Chanam it says Zman Puronius. So we're not excited to arrive in Zman Puronius. Ideally, we would have wanted that this man should be Yehovah Lasosin Lasimcha. This man should be able to arrive at a happiness. But if the mitzvah, if the Zman Hazeh doesn't mean the today's day, no, Zman Hazeh means to this mitzvah, or to this new fruit, or to this new beged. So then, what in which day it is, and where, in which conditions the punkt is not relevant, and therefore, there's no problem in saying lasman hazeh. This is why the Gaon held at the lasman hazeh is ein klum, because he held that the lasman hazeh is not referring to the day, in the wider day of today. It's referring to the specific zman which I have the simcha from, which is the pre chodosh or the levush chodosh, which is the new garment of the new fruit. And for that, it's avadis da shechiyonu, mudav danken, and mizong gekumut to them. And the vashenken, the mogen avron, the titan, the zman hazeh, means we arrived at this tkufa, which this tkufa brought me to this simcha, so this tkufa is something we don't look forward to arrive. This is l'chore, the mogen avron shah. The title l'chore of the mogen avron is, if that is right, so then it should, even a mitzvah reverse, you should not say, they shouldn't say shechiyonu. It seems the Mogen Avraham is also is not strong enough to push away the bracha that he should lose it, but it's toiv loy loyma. It's an inyan not to say lechur. That's what I think is the hesbel of the machlokes of the Mogen Avraham and the Gaon and the Poshta Taich. What means lasman hazeh? This is what I wanted to say. Benegia the dvar loch. I want to say aora in this week's parsha, which has a stickle with I think with the avelus of the zman also. In this week's parsha, we have the minion of Klal Yisrael. Can you pass me around? I can't walk away, I'm tied down. In this week's parsha, we have the minion of Klal Yisrael, the count of Klal Yisrael. One of the differences between the counting of this week's parsha, the counting of Bamidbar is that in this week's parsha, we go through all the mishpachas. There's a whole. We go through Reuven, we say the palu mishpachas apalui, lechetz mishpachas chetzoni. We go through all of the mishpachas. In parsha Bamidbar, we do not go through all the mishpachas. In parsha Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael is counted as simple numbers. The only ones which are counted to mishpachas is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi in parsha Bamidbar is counting in Pashtun. Rashi says one of the reasons why this whole Indian, why did the Ben Shlom make this whole minion with all the names of all the mishpachas? Because the Umas Olim and Mevaz and Klal Yisrael, that this is the Klal Yisrael is not it's a mixture of Mitzri blood together with Jewish blood, because Ivan Gufan Shaltu, if they were working hard, isn't it the same kolchkin, the zikr that they managed to do with the women what they wanted? And the Ben Shlom came and said no, and he put his name, Shifter Kor Eidus Yisrael, the Yud and the Hay, and that's why every mishpacha had the Hay at the beginning and the Yud at the end, to tell you that the Ben Shlom gives his stamp, Sahakshah for the Eibishter, this is a clean Mishpacha of Klal Yisrael. So the Kash is Sach Starker. If that is the reason that the Mishpachas are counted, because when they went out of Klal Yisrael, so then that should have happened in Parshas Bamidbar. On the first counting, when Klal Yisrael was first counted, then there's an Indian, then when we start the counting, we should bring down the Mishpachas to say that Klal Yisrael was clean. And Efshe Fakat, and Levi, the only one which there's no such Kalo Chayimah, Levi was not good beguf on Shaltu, because Levi didn't work in the Kesha Shiva. So they didn't need it, and they have it in Parashat Bamidbar. And the necessity of Klal Yisrael is the necessity, if Klal Yisrael has a necessity that it needs to be verified, that this is a true Jewish clean blue blood, as they call it, as it, this is Klal, this is Yiddish blood. So then that should be mentioned in Parashat Bamidbar. That's the kasha which I had. It's an old kasha, but I think the Mefarshim are busy with this. So I want to try and explain this whole inyan of Mishpachas. The emphasis is the kasha, the Ramban touches this kasha. See, the question is, which Mishpachas are reckoned in Parashas Pinchas? So the natural thing that you would say is the one which were the Shivim Nefesh, they were mentioned. The problem is, if you'll see, there is some extras added. So Rashi says, as anybody who became a big Mishpacha, there was two big Mishpachas, so then they went another generation down, also by Yehuda, I think, if I remember right. Chetzer and Chomel were not part of the Yehuda Mitzrayim. So it's Peretz and Zorach were. Peretz and Zorach were part of it. Chetz and Chomel was. And there's a few which you go through the Eniklach of Menashe were also not part of it. Yezer, Asriel, Shechem, Shmido, all of those, Chefa, these were all people which were born after Yeridus Mitzrayim. And still, so Rashi wants to say they were all big Mishpachas. The greatest kasha of them is, if it's all big mishpachas, they come to Shevet Dan. The Dan was the Dan mishpachas Hashulchami. Eina mishpacha is Dan. Now, if you look in the Emes Ramban Feiti Kashishe, you look in Divra Yomim, you will see that Shulcham had about 6 or 7 children, and there each one is the Neil Hashulchami. There's a whole bunch of Shulchamis which all brought. Now you can't tell me that it didn't turn into a big mishpacha, because Don Sarakol was 64,000 people, and Sarakol walked out with one mishpacha. Mm-hmm. So it can't be. It's just the numbers which we cover here, that the numbers of one which had a small number was one mishpacha. When it was two big numbers, then we split the mishpacha into two. It's too much, too complicated. This is the chora, the akasha of Rashi. Of Yenna, Favos, how do we divide the Mishpach? So the Emes is, Achelik from the Gedank state in Ramban, I think so. I'm not sure if he means it Tzadosov, that's why I don't want to say the Ramban says it. If you remember in Parshas, but not so, it is a Bekamta Ramban, which the Ramban goes through, that why are the old Nasim, when they bought their Karbonis, each one is mentioned by itself. Sort of with one list of the korbanos, v'chein also by Yom Rishon Machshav Minei Nodav, Yom Hashani Nesamnu Bin Tzua, we would have saved ourselves 70 psukim, we'd also have nothing to learn on Chanukah. I don't know what we would have done. But Levaita is, the question is famous, what's up is the Torah is a marker. The interesting factor is, it's a very interesting factor, that in Medrash Rabbah, the longest Medrash Rabbah of the Parsha is of the Parsha's Nesim. I mean, in the whole Bamidbar, there's come out not much Medrash Rabbah. The Parsha's Nesim is, I think, over 50% of the Begins Medrash Rabbah on Sefer Bamidbar. There's something to say about all of it. But the Ramban asks the question, and the Ramban says a teretz. Ramban says a very interesting insight. He says, Be'etzen, every Nasi, they both take the same Kabbalahs. But they came from a complete different angle. Each one came from a complete different angle. I mean, this every Shevet had its speciality, its tafkid in Klal Yisrael, and from their tafkid they had, They worked out their kabbonas. The Poshet way, Rabban himself elaborates a little bit more. Yehuda was Malchus, so he goes through all the kabbonas have their equivalent to Malchus. Yisachar is Torah, so the all of them is go through the equivalent of Torah. Which you see that in every Shevet, it was not just the Shaila of what the Shevet punkt, who's your Zayda, Dain Zayda is Yehuda, Dain Zayda is Yisachar. It was a gewisse mahalach, avoida, a lifestyle, which every Shevet had in itself. I don't remember in some Sefer Shtetas, in the Tzvon Shtetas, in the Tzayt from the Midbar, there was Yud based Nuschor Satfila. I mean, every Shevet had its own Nuschor Satfila. That's why they tie that all the Nuschors which we have today, they have them occur somewhere. Could be that there's a mix and match. I don't say that this can sign. But you say this because every person in every Shevet had in itself had a certain avoider, and then towards their avoider there was that's how the Shevet, that's the Shevet looked like. That's why the Gemara says, as you could recognize the Gemara states, you could recognize a person by what he was saying, that from which Shevet he came from. The Gemara says, "I only gezog doily dini." He was always makpid, as the bedav zich stellen of din. Shmamin on midon kos. That's a chiz. This is somebody which comes from Shevet Dom, because every Shevet had its own abilities, its own style, and its own amahalak avoda. Every Shevet looked different, and the emphasis is not every Shevet looked different. Every mishpacha looked different. It's a marshal. Today we'll understand it very simple. So da belz a chosid, da vishet a chosid, da bochum was a grant in panavishen, da bochum was a grant in the meal, da bochum was a grant in bris. And all of those three people, they're all Yidden, they're all Alech Yidden, and they're all in the Shem of Torah Mitzvahs, but they have, to a gewisse mass, they have a different mahalach in gewisse nekudas, they have an avoda. A bochum which comes out of a gewisse yeshiva, when the yeshiva is mechamachim, so then he has, this is a food of Mir Yeshiva. This is a food from Panavish Yeshiva. This is a food from Besar Talmud. You can see it, because the place is set up a certain thing. And Klal Yisrael, this is one of the sadnesses of the Chubon, the Chubon Habayis, that everything got mixed up, and everybody is being everything. But in the times when Ishtachas Gafna, Ishtachas Tenosa, and Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, so then every Mishpocha had its own, it was a different Eidah. That's given Eidah's Ruvein, and this is given Eidah's Ruvein, it's given Eidah's Palui, it's Eidah's Chetzroi, it's Eidah's Kamli. There was a different, every Mishpocha was recognizable, you could meet him, you could recognize, oh, that's kommt from the Mishpocha, this is their style of Avodah. This is the way how they, on the zugestellt zu Torah Mitzvahs, because every person has its chelik, the Seichel Kedem, the Seichel Secha, everybody has its own chelik, and therefore every Mishpocha hat sich aufweggestellt in a gewisse Zura, you could recognize on them, and that is the Poshet Pshat. The Palu Mishpachas HaPalui means it, Palu, who is Palu? You look at him, you'll see, this is Palui, this is somebody who belongs to Palui. Now this Avodah, that each Mishpocha changed its identity, identified itself in its own Avodah, of them it's genomen 40 years in Midbar, the B'shas Kabbalah Zateri, they were still green, they hadn't yet set up their own thing. The Avodah, they were just coming out of Memtes Shari Tuma, they hadn't set up their own Avodah. Being 40 years in Midbar on Adoch Ka'avod, then every Mishpacha looked different. And that is the right that no Mitzvah got mixed into it. Because if your Mishpacha has its own Seder Avodah, if your Mishpacha has its own style, you are Palui Chosid, if we call it that way, so then that means is that this comes from Reuven straight. And that explains what the name of Mishpachas are. Mishpachas were Mishpachas, which each one had its own Avodah. So in certain Mishpachas, the Avodah split into more. And this is the task on Don. Don said in the Gemara, Don Lidini, is this Mishtar Shmamin or Kedon Kalsa. Don was the letter of the law. The letter of the law is one. There's no two. It's one Mishpachas at any time. You can't say shape. The ganze Shevet hat nicht gezweit im Mishpach. Because das ist Doin Lidini. In Din, in Ishtokin thing. In Chsidus, in Avoida, in other things, there's different dimensions. Einer legt sich rein in Atfila, die andere legt sich rein in Avedus Amidus, die andere legt sich rein in Avedus Afere. That doesn't mean that you don't have anything else, but this is their speciality. This is the Yeretut L'chor Chesed. This is what each Mishpocha attack had, and this was the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Shifted Ko'edus L'Yisrael, that each one had developed its own Mahalach and Avedah. And that was the beauty of Klal Yisrael, which one of the sadnesses of not having the Beis HaMikdash, not being together, is that we're all mixed up completely. Nobody has its own personal pride from where we come, from where we go. It's losing your own identity. You have to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam lefi kirach hasecha, and the pasht is the kirach hasecha is lefi where you, in which environment you were brought up with and you felt comfortable with. And again, I was a bach in yeshivas, given a bach chassidus bach, and say, as the Dar mentioned, saying shelosh neshmos da zayin chassidus. I don't disagree. Possibly yes. I don't know. I have lucky about the email. I have never received the email on this. But this is part of the goals, because we all mixed up and we went through so much goals and we traveled from place to place, and every makom was mashpia on the Kehillah, how the Kehillah, Tzuras HaKehillah looked like. Which is, even in the Chetzenis HaDovah, forget about the Avodah, as the Yidin from Deutschland sind gewinnen, Mesudah de Giyin, and the people from other places were not as Mesudah. And the Avodah attack was in it. And the Avodah is given in Seder, and people in other places. But that was the Golos at the Zugefield. As what gewinnen in Erz Yisrael, is talking as the Deutsche Yid, what nicht gewinnen Mesudah. And the Yid was come from Poland or from Litta, which time didn't mean too much, would have been much more Masud, because that is where Shevet comes from. Again, because we've lost our identity, we lost the thing. And this is where this is what we daven when we say the chelik in our Torah, which we're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to give us, is we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to lead us, even in such a chashkos, when it's so dark, we don't know the directions. We don't know what's right and we don't know what's wrong. And we don't know what is my avodah. What should I be investing in? Where is my tafkid? Which we're like a blind man which is trying to find his way. Of them daven me v'senchel keinu v'sir asecho. We don't give us the direction that we should find our chelik. And if we really search for it properly, we see after the Shmaya, we should help him, it's Hashem, we should find it, we should be able to be over the Avodah Kaddish Baruch Hu the right way, and the way he wants us to do it, and the way our Kirchus HaNefesh are made for, and develop our Kirchus HaNefesh to the fullest, and give an achas to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
Also, I'm a little more posh, but